What's up, y'all? I am Van, and I am the LFR family. Stands for likes, follows, and retweets. Something I started this this podcast off with as likes, follows, and retweets. But when I started on YouTube, my wife was saying, you should probably change that. And I did. And I'm glad I did, actually, because it worked out. I was able to put a couple of more channels behind LFR acronym and go from there. So far, it's been good. I learned a lot. I'm learning a lot. First time in my life, I'm actually trying to become a master at something that I do. How could that possibly be negative? So I do this day in and day out. Whenever I'm not recording, I'm studying. Whenever I'm not studying, I'm brainstorming with my team. We're always working on something. Today we had a huge win. I finished my ebook.
I know.
Give it up to the ebook. I finished my ebook, man. We finished the ebook a while ago, actually. Not a while ago, probably like a couple of weeks ago. But I redid the intro completely to the book, and it's not a long book. It's only like 26, 27 pages. But I'm extremely proud of it because Van don't write. Van don't write, man. So when I was able to pull that, you know, and get that done, it let me know that Van, you're in a different headspace right now. And wherever you are, keep going. You know, keep doing you, man. Like, doing you is what got you everything in life right now. I'm talking about relationships, friendships, partnerships, business, favor, many things. Just doing you. Here's the thing that a lot of people don't understand, is we ain't gotta fake it to make it. We ain't gotta fake it to kick it. We ain't gotta lie or any of that bullshit. That right there, that's that fake shit right there. You don't have to lie to anyone to gain favor with them whatsoever. I've learned that throughout my life. Now, the people who don't rock with me, they just don't rock with me. You know what I mean? Salute. Love you still. But at the end of the day, man, I'm just excited. I just keep on moving forward toward my goals. And I'm learning that some things that matter to me don't matter to me anymore. It's because I'm focusing on a lot. I'm focusing on the bigger picture now. At first, I was like pinpoint aimed at some bullshit that I thought was the thing that was going to get me going where I wanted to go. And then I found out, nah, not at all. But I'm glad about it, man. You meet a lot of good people. You meet a lot of, I'm not going to even say bad people. You meet a lot of people. And whether you jive with them or not, you know, take in that experience. That's what I do. I take in that experience. Who am I to give out advice? But I will say that you'll be much lighter in your head, in your mind, in your heart, if you just take every experience for what it is. That experience was not good for you? Oh well, every experience in your life ain't gonna be good. What type of fairy tale you believe you living in? None of us live in a fairy tale, so we need to get that up out of our head. We're gonna have our successes, and we're gonna have our failures. People say, I don't like to use failures. I don't fail, I learn. I don't lose, I learn. Nah, motherfucker, you lose and you fail. And hopefully you learn from losing and failing. People love playing word games with dumb stuff. Like, when are we gonna get to an age where we realize that, what's her name? God dang it, what's the lady name? Dr. such and such, she always fixed my life. Iyanla Van Zandt is her name. Sorry to say her name like that. For some strange reason, I get like a little Van Zandt when I say her last name because it's a little fancy. It's different. How many people you know named Van Zandt? I dang, get the hell out of my face. Don't be judging me for getting it wrong. All right, so, but she used to say something like, call a thing is what she says. Call a thing a thing. Call a thing a thing. That makes life so much easier when you call a thing a thing. It just is what it is. Call a thing a thing. Call a person. If you know that you're in a situationship or you're in a relationship with someone, right? And you know that they have a pretty salacious appetite. Call a thing a thing. Either you're going to be with them or you're not. But 9 times out of 10, you will not be the only one. Not until they mature and say, you are the only one. But until then, you continue to live your life happily with no worries, no concern. You know what I mean? No stress. Definitely, if you don't have any stress, you're not going to be depressed about anything. You're not going to be anxious about anything. Just understand that what God has for me, it is for me. I know y'all don't like when Christians just like to pull little scriptures out their ass whenever they feel like it. Yeah, I'm one of them Christians. I do that from time to time. But I'm also one of them Christians who don't really rock the same way other Christians rock. That don't mean I'm one of them half and half, you know, warm type of Christians where, you know, I'm straddling the fence, pause, I don't straddle a goddamn thing. You know what I mean? One side on good, one side on evil. Nah. I believe that people are naturally good people. I think we all have fucked up things that we used to do and we were taught not to do. Yeah, I remember when we were little kids. Everything we used to do was bad. Get away from that. Don't touch that. Don't put no booger on them. Stop pushing them. Stop fighting them. Ugh, that's nasty. Don't lick their face. Like, we was bad, bro. We did some mean things. And you will say that's because we didn't know any better, right? That's because we didn't know any better? Bullshit. You still do things right now as an adult, and you know very well what not to do and what to do. But you've gotten to a point in your life where you realize, I'm going to be me. I know I'm a good person. I ain't going to always be perfect. But I'm going to be me. I'm going to treat people right. I'm going to love people. I'm not going to do anybody dirty intentionally, but I'm going to do me. That don't make you a bad person. It just make you you. And guess what you've always been? You, ever since you was a kid. Before you was taught what not to do, how to do, when to talk, not to talk, when to walk, not to walk, how to dance, how to move, how to dress, all that shit. Like, we were taught all of that. Why? Because society put in our parents' heads, in our aunties' heads, in our ancestors' heads, that this is what society calls for in order for you to be safe or come off as safe so that you won't have to face any harm by the people with the power in the world who still want to do little dumb shit. Racist motherfuckers who think that simply because they are a certain color that they can do dumb shit. No. There's still people out there, for the most part. Great majority of us are really good people. So yeah, I'm excited about my ebook that's about to come out. I am really excited about it. I don't even know what to say, man. I was reading it, and I got a little sensitive reading the joint for real. I was like, Van, really? You did that, bro. Yeah, you did that, man. Of course, I celebrate it with a J, but you ain't got to tell nobody. And I got some brandy. called Paul Masson. You can tell anybody that if you want.
Ooh. Hit hard too. Like only got a little bit in the glass.
Oh my God, and it take a minute. Then it burns your chest from the inside out. Pokes your nipples out with extra hairs.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, everything's going well. We are working on other channels right now. Right now, our main channel is turned up. The numbers are phenomenal. Let me read some of them to you because I think it's important that you really understand that Van is out here working, man. I'm out here working. And there's some people who are going out of their way to make sure that they don't rock with the boy on his way to wherever he gone. But you know what? Fuck them. I was going to say much love to them, but nah, fuck them. How can you go out of your way not to support somebody that you know? You know them. You know where they're from. You look like them. And you know their struggle. And 9 times out of 10, he helped you before. Put your name out there. Purchase something from you. Like, it's just dumb stuff, man. I don't like when people do dumb stuff, bro. I really don't like it. But, you know what I mean? I keep my ear to the streets. I know what's going on out there. But our numbers have gone up like crazy. I'm about to open up my analytics right now. And it says, as soon as I open up my analytics on YouTube, on the LFR Family channel, it says, your hard work paid off. Publishing more videos helped your channel get 34% more views than usual. Now, the reason why it says that is because, and I mentioned a lot of this in the ebook, as to how I started the channel, what I did to make it grow, the things I've learned, the things I've tried to get other channels to teach me or just to help me out with, you know what I mean? And how they were just like, nah, figure it out yourself. And that's actually just how it is for the most part. For some strange reason, everybody look at you as opposition. Like, no, I'm not your enemy. I'm not beefing with you. If we connect, we can grow together. Like, but a lot of people don't move that way. So it is what it is. So it says your channel got 2,780,441 views, which is more than the 1,868,000 it usually gets in 28 days. So yeah, upwards of 34% in views. And I'm super excited about that. There. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You know what I mean? So that's 2.8 views in 28 days. I'm looking at our count right now. It's a live count, live subscriber count. And we have 256,806 subscribers on the channel right now. It's 12:18 a.m. that I'm recording this. Yep, it's a live count. So that's 256,806 subscribers that we have. And it's 12:19 a.m. And let me see. In the last 48 hours, we got 216,905 views on our videos. So this live count is dope. It just lets me know that, dude, you put things in place and it's working for you. Keep going. Not only keep going though, you got to go make some other channels and get some other people here. You do. And I can get people here, but they will have to do certain things that they probably do not want to do. No, you ain't got to get butt naked or do nothing strange for a piece of change. I ain't one of them. You know what I mean? But there's some things that people will have to do, man. And I don't think everybody wants to do it. But it will be worth it. It would definitely be worth it. It's going to be in the audio book and the PDF book as well. That's coming out soon. And you will understand why I keep on plugging that, because I've been working, man. And it's a beautiful thing. So when I go over to my reach, because that was the overview right there. When I go over to the reach, I don't know if y'all know what impressions are. That's when they put your picture in front of somebody and people are looking at that bad boy all the time. How many times your video or your song or your product is in front of somebody, they see it, like it's always in their face, like a commercial. When they see it, that's an impression. If they look at it for more than 30 seconds, it's an impression and it gets counted, because it shows that it shows the reach of your videos and whatnot. And within the last 28 days, I like to do 28 days, I don't know why. Within the last 28 days, ours went up 34% and is at 53.1 million impressions. Yep. Yeah. So I'm excited about that. With 1.1 million unique viewers, 61.5 thousand more than usual. Everything is moving up, man. I mean, our click-through rate is not that great. Our click-through rate is only 3.9%. So that means out of 53.1 million times that YouTube or Google or another platform showed our video to someone, said, hey, watch this, Van did another video, 53.1 million times. People only clicked on it 4% of those times. And that's how you get the 2.8 million. All right. I ain't about to do the math for y'all, but figured at. Yeah, that's 2.8 million. So we're trying to impress. I mean, we're trying to like increase that impression click-through rate, because we want people to see it. We want people to click it. We want people to check out the content that we put our time into. We want people to purchase merch. We want people to take advantage of any type of promo codes we have going. We got one going right now. Use LFR25 on the website, www.lfrfamily.com, or the Teespring website. And all of this is under all of our videos inside of the descriptions. And if you use LFR25 as a promo code, you will get 25% off all of our unfashionable merch. I'm working on it, man. I know y'all say, Van, your merch is not nice looking, bro. Get it together. I'm working on it, bro. I'm working on it. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing to do. I mean, I started. That's the most important part. I started and I will continue going. I'm not giving up. I don't give a damn what anybody says. I don't care what nobody says. I'm not stopping. I'm not. So any issues that anyone have with me, you got them with your damn self, because I ain't tripping off your punk ass. You feel me? Because I ain't doing anything to hurt anyone. I mean, if you need some help with anything, reach out to me. Reach out to me today, because Fat Joe say it all the time. Yesterday's price is not today's price, and prices are going up. Trust me, the more I learn, the more I spend all of this time obsessing over something that's actually making people rich, hasn't made me rich, has not made me rich. I'm far from it, but it has the potential to if I continue to do the proper things, and I plan on doing those proper things. But I'm learning like crazy, trying to master something that that is doing, it's making people's lives very comfortable all around the world on a day-to-day basis. And I'm getting the keys for this. So you mean to tell me that once I get all these keys, that I should not be expensive, or I should lower my prices? Nah, not at all. Nope, not at all. Shit, I'm working on every part of me. I've been in the gym like going crazy for the last month and a half, probably going hard. I'm not going there just to walk around, look at ass, or just waste time and listen to music like I see some people doing. Nah, bruh. I'm in that joint, like, doing my thing. Because that's the only type of way you're going to get the results you want. Somebody once told me that once you get to a point while you're working out that you can't do one more, your body is saying, ah, I can't do one more. That's when you try to do five more. That's what I do. When the hurts start, that's when the work start. And that's when I start working, man. I'm trying. I got goals, bro. Hey, what else am I going to do? How much longer am I supposed to depend on the federal government to take care of me? How often am I going to go there, clock in, do my 8 hours, you know, constantly put money into their fund so they can do whatever they want to do with it, and I get my little piece after 57 years of working there? And if I want to leave early, then I get a huge tax to the money that's owed to me? Nah, bro, no. I'm doing it on myself. I'm doing it on my own now. So win, lose, or draw, Van is responsible for it. So I got to bust my ass. I don't get to, you know, rap to people as much as I used to. None of that. I had to trade that in. And if you feel like one of them people that I disregarded after having to go all in like this, I apologize, man. I ain't mean to curry you or nothing like that. Hopefully you didn't feel it. I didn't see it that way. But this is all or nothing. I've been putting my family first for a long time, making sure that they had everything they needed. We done had two houses and one on right now. Nice house. We done had mortgages for the last 20 years. I was knee deep in credit card debt last year. $35,000, $36,000. Doing this YouTube shit, I didn't pay that off. I'm working, man. I'm trying to anyway. And now that I don't have my work salary and I'm working for myself 100%, I'm not making as much money as I was before. But it's heading back in that direction. Because I had that work crutch. I had that work crutch. And I wasn't working nearly as hard when I had that work crutch. It's like, oh man, shit, sweet. I got this salary. I'm getting this money. Yeah, let's go buy whatever we want to buy. But then I had to simmer down, put my ducks in a row, dot on my I's, cross off my T's. I'm sure I missed a lot of them. And now things are moving back on up. To the east side. Deluxe apartment in the sky. Shit, Van Hall about to be on lights, man. It's been an hour since you've been gone, and that's too long, so come back home. Beautiful. Y'all already know that come from Jodeci. Go back and listen to some Jodeci, man. If you haven't done Jodeci music in a while, then you're doing yourself a disservice. You know what messes me up, man. I'm going to be honest with you. It's just me and you. You just don't go running your mouth after I talk to you about this here. I really wish that I can listen to R. Kelly. I really wish I can listen to R, man. My wife and I, we met when we were 15 years old. In Blue High School. And she was good to me. She was nice. She made sure that I was taken care of ever since 15 years old. And I used to love to sing. I used to love to be in talent shows and write music, put myself out there, try to be discovered. You know, try to be the next voice that sweeps the nation. I was doing that since I was what? Since I was in like third or fourth grade in Friendship Elementary School on Livingston Road and 3rd Street. It's right there, Livingston Road and 3rd Street. Well, they call it Patricia Robert Hurst right now, but you know me. It's Friendship. Big ass school. It goes from pre-K all the way to 9th grade. I only went there from K all the way to 9th grade. I went to Assumption pre-K. Yeah. That's when I met this feisty one who took hair from my eyebrows forever upon our graduation of pre-K. Her name was Shantee. That's when I met her. I was always a knucklehead, picking on people, trying to touch butts. If I saw somebody cute, I'd mess with them. So I must have thought she was cute because I just kept messing with her. And she wouldn't give me the attention I wanted. So I hit her and she clawed the fuck out of my eyebrow to the cubicles. And the cubicles, I said cubicles, I know what the fuck I said. Fight me, I don't give a damn, you know what I mean? But to the cubicles, but to the, that was the wrong one, that was the wrong one. That was the one, yeah, that's, okay, thanks guys, thank you. I appreciate it. You got done? Okay, to the cubicles. It took the hair out, man, and it's the hair follicles all inside of my eyebrow gone in just that one place. Here I am, 43 years old, hair still has not grown back in that space. But yeah, I used to love singing, and my brothers and I, my friends, when we were younger, like fifth grade, used to talk to the barbershop owners at Davis Barbershop, right beside Widgets Courts. It's a big neighborhood on Livingston Road. If it's directly across from Friendship, if you're going down Livingston Road, you got to pass Widgets Courts. Shout out to Miss Buck, Miss B, who ran that. Her whole family owned that. Shout out to them. But we used to always try to sing, use our gifts to get us further ahead. There was a time where ABC was out. Aisha, you are the girl that I never had. You remember that joint? And I want to get produced by Baby D, Belle Biv DeVoe, Michael Bivins, to be precise. But was a Total Bad Creation? Did they have them? ABC? BBD? Yeah, it was them. Yeah, and the Boys was out back then. Like, so many groups was out back then. Tevin Campbell was out back then. Everybody was doing their thing. And I never thought that I was better than anybody else. But I damn sure didn't think anybody is better than me. And if they can do it, so can I. That's how I look at things. Do I miss a lot? I mean, when I swing, do I always hit my target? Absolutely not. Probably like 2% of the time I hit my targets. But I never stopped. I never stopped shooting. I'm always like, I want what's mine. I'm different. I've always been different. I've always wanted more. I ain't want to get out there and do no bullshit, you know, slaying drugs or nothing like that. I mean, that's... That wasn't for me. That seemed so common. It's like, it's so easy to do. Like, I get out there and do that? What? what, my life going in a little earlier, I'm going to go to jail or something. I probably end up being able to be successful at it. Who knows? At the end of the day, that's just a lane that I never wanted to go in. You know what I mean? Respect to the people who had to go in that direction, because I know some people who had to go in that direction. Shout out to my cousin who's down right now. Luciano, I love you, dog. But yeah, it's a lot of people who had to live that way. And that's unfortunate. And was there times where we didn't have shit in our house to eat? A lot of times. Did I ever have the newest shoes, the newest pants, newest shirt, newest anything? I ain't had no jewelry, none of that. Shit, I don't know how in the hell she got me an African medallion. That right there was a stretch. But I made it happen. I was walking around with shoes that was 3 times bigger than my foot, because my big brother Donnie would give me some shoes, or my big brother Lil Man. I mean, my big cousin Lil Man. R.I.P. Lil Man. Coolest cousin ever. R.I.P. to him. He used to look out for us. You know what I mean? But we couldn't afford none of that. But instead of selling drugs, I decided to go ahead and pump gas, wash windows at the gas station, take people trash out, go to the store for people. Hey, how are you doing? I was wondering if you wanted me to go to the grocery store for you. Okay, yeah, go get me this, that, and the other. It's going to come up to like $2.50. It's $3. Keep the change. Absolutely. Let's go. That was me. That was me, man. To the point where, shit, I think we sold candy in a van. It's one of the most daggone unsafe-ass stories in the world, bruh. This lady used to come around our neighborhood in a van, pick all of us up. We would hop inside of that van. Never introduced this lady to our parents or anything. Matter of fact, I don't even know Madeline's last name. I just know Madeline. Miss Madeline coming, y'all gonna go get on the bus? I mean, y'all gonna get on the in the van? But she had like 10 to 15 cases and what was they called? Crates. The milk crates, you know, where people doing all the crate challenges and whatnot. She had them crates in the back of her van. And all of them joints was filled up with candies and candles and coloring books. I'm talking about she had the saltwater taffies. She had the butter pecans, pecan brittles. She had the caramel nut clusters. She had the pecan nut clusters, the peanut nut clusters. Like, she had stuff back. She had the saltwater taffies. Man, we used to be, she'd pick us up from Southeast. Take us to some neighborhood in Maryland somewhere at night and tell us that she'll be back in 2 hours. And we'll sell that shit, right? And everything inside of the crate that we're walking around these neighborhoods, like it was like two of us to a neighborhood. Like we were in apartment complexes, housing neighborhoods, nice neighborhoods. Some not so nice neighborhoods like the apartment complexes and whatnot, or the malls that she'd drop us off sometimes. Sometimes she'd drop us off by ourselves, like one here, one way, like 2 miles down the road. When y'all meet up, just call me and I'll come get those type, man. I'm surprised that we survived that shit. Cause I would never let my kids do that. Not in the 5th or 6th grade. Hell no. But it made me feel like I was out there doing something and I didn't mind doing it. And I was good at it. I was good at it. I was really good at it. To the point where I ended up buying my school clothes for the 7th grade. And that right there, I think of that all the time. Little stuff like that just reminds me that, man, you can do it, man. Like, you've done it before. You are the son of a king. You are his prince. As long as you're doing good by him and his people, and you're using the talents and gifts that you were born with, those are a blessing. You are supposed to use that to get everything you want and need, can ever dream of. That's what you got your gifts and talents for. And that's exactly what I plan on using them for. I'm not playing, man. Not about this, I'm not. But yeah, man, I wish I could listen to some R. Kelly, man. But he had to go and do that bullshit. So now, I can't even fully tell the story of me and my wife when we first was dating, and how his music played a part and played a role in our lives. It played a huge part. Honey Love? I don't see nothing wrong. Come on, man. Seems like you're ready. I know all these joints sound a little suspect when you think about it, because it sounds like he's trying to talk somebody into some shit that they're not quite mature enough for, which is unfortunate, and that sucks. Oh my gracious. Every time it seems like you're ready. I don't see nothing wrong. Yeah. It's age ain't nothing but a number. So, okay. Yeah. But yeah, man, it's unfortunate, because this dude, all jokes aside, I don't know anybody with a catalog better than his. Not young, not old. Usher been out forever. I think that band was a vampire. He ain't got the catalog R got. Keith Sweat, he done wrote for everybody. Everybody. Ain't got his own bangers. He ain't got the catalog. So many people out here who been doing great for years. Can you imagine being the best of the best, the cream of the crop, for a long time? People can't with you at all. But because you want to go do some nut shit to flex your, I don't know what you're trying to flex, actually. Because that's not a flex, taking advantage of people who aren't capable or aren't mentally mature enough to take up for themselves. That's not a flex. But because of that history, your history, R. Kelly, your history is being erased. Because of the nut stuff that you did. Your history is literally, dude, I don't know if y'all, man, my left eye right now, I swear to goodness, my left, and this is probably telling y'all too much, my left eye right now is getting a little watery. Yeah, it's getting a little watery, bro. Talking about this, because it's unfortunate that our leaders can do shit like that and risk all of that. Like, come on, bro. And don't give me, well, they do it and they got people out there who doing this, that, and the other, and who've been raping people for years, even married a teenager. What about Elvis? What about this person? What about that person, man? Start holding people accountable. Fuck you mean? Y'all will start the same people that's talking about all these excuses, won't let R. Kelly anywhere near their daughters or their sisters, even if their sisters are gay. Still not gonna let them near. Because you're gonna be like, you ain't pissing on my sister. See that? You see what's in my mind now thinking about R. Kelly? Come on, man. It's extremely unfortunate. His best friend out here walking around 80 years old, acting like he's 16, Mr. Big. Hey, I'm Mr. Big. How you doing, Mr. Big? What the hell is going on? What you mean was going wrong? Just because you keep winning doesn't mean you keep winning.
Come on, man. All that shit has been erased.
All because we can't control ourselves. Self-control, not really my strong suit. I'm gonna let y'all know that right now. I've done some shit, and I apologize for it. I'm a dumb motherfucker for doing the shit I've done. But guess what, man? Measure your shit before you do it. Like, seriously, measure your shit. Will your history be erased from the shit that you're doing? If the answer is yes, don't do that shit. Do some more shit. Like, there's a whole array of shit you can get yourself into. Why pick that shit? Because it's the worst thing. It's the one thing that you feel like you can never, you know, you can always get away with. And it's like, come on, man. No.
So, yeah. I wish we could still listen to R. Kelly, and I know a lot of y'all still do. And God bless y'all for it. I'm not judging. If I ever go to a cookout and they playing, what's the name of his lion dance joint? He got a nice lion dance joint. If y'all playing that, I ain't leaving the party. Shit, if everybody on the floor, I might even get out there too. It's a party. I'm not gonna judge you for being damn free. You and your DJ didn't have y'all got the understanding. The DJ, you hired the DJ for the function, and DJ said, "What about R. Kelly?" And you was like, "What about R. Kelly?" And he like, "Look, people they feel some type of way when you play R. Kelly." He's like, "Man, fuck them. They ain't paying for shit. We playing R." He said, "All right, fine. We playing R. So when I come there, and I'll be like, damn, they playing R. And I look over at the person that's throwing the party, and they looking at me like, you better not say nothing. And I look at everybody else and they dancing. Hey, I want no smoke. I came there dressed in daggone suit and some dress shoes. I ain't about to be fighting in no damn slacks. What I look like sliding across the damn floor in some slacks, scuffling, because I don't want to listen to no damn R. Kelly." Nope. Nah, man. I just talk about your ass on the way home. Can you believe they ass was playing R. Kelly all night? Do it seem like they played like 15 of his songs? Was this an R. Kelly comeback tour or something that we missed? Was he there? Shit. Oh, hold on. Alright, that was enough. Yeah, so I had to bring my own audience because I feel crazy laughing at myself. And I know I cut on my own audience, and that shouldn't make it even better, but you know, it is what it is. But yeah, man, I wish I could listen to R. Can't listen to R. You feel free to listen to R all you want, but that's just a little step that I'm taking. Like, you know what I mean? If R can fuck them little girls, then I can say fuck R. Quick. You are the sauce. You are the missing ingredient. You are the thing you need in order to get to the next level. You are the reason. You are the product. You are the next big thing. No one out here right now is doing anything that's unique to you. If you see someone out here doing something that you might like to do, and it's an arena that you want to shine in, go do it. Yes, it is that simple. Why is it that simple? It's that simple because someone else has done it. That makes it even better. They've done it. They've left behind a blueprint, copy, and steal
everything. Go after yours. You deserve it just like the next person. You've made sacrifices just like the next person. You've suffered enough just like the next person. Your traumas were not for nothing. The memories you have, they're not for nothing. The struggles you've had and are having are not for nothing. The relationships you've made are not for nothing. Go get yours. You got this. If nobody else got you, I got you. Believe that shit. This is how I talk to myself every single day. Because this is what I believe. I've always believed in myself. I've always thought I was good at something. That's why I always stayed in people's faces, showing them I'm good at something. Look at me, I'm good at jokes. I'm good at singing. I'm good at dancing. I'm good at smiling and showing my teeth to get favor from the girls. I'm good at being a gentleman. I'm good at opening doors. I'm good at having conversation with people that other people don't even feel like having conversation with because they feel like they're too good to communicate with them. Let me tell you something. Y'all are great, but ain't none of y'all too good. If you can hear my voice right now, I'm talking to you. You're great, but you are not too good for shit. You are not too good for anybody. Stop thinking that. We are all the same. We all have wants, needs, desires. We all want to be loved, cared for. We all want to be on someone's mind at some point. But y'all need to get rid of that toxic way of thinking that you're too good for somebody. You're not. You're not. Then to support that, people will start bragging, man, I've done this, I do this, I've done this, I do this. You ain't doing shit. But what's allowed of you right now? There's people out there who really do what the hell they want to do. And until you learn to use your gift and inspire others to use their gifts to partner with you while y'all change the world, you'll just be another regular person making memories. Oh, young, remember when we went here? Remember when we did that? See that picture? That's when I looked nice. Yeah, it was nice that it was nice out in that country. We had so much fun. You having so much fun ain't gonna set your kids up for nothing. Nobody's saying not to enjoy life, but put your kids in a position where you can try this whole, you know what? They say generational wealth is a real thing. Let me see about that. Most of us scared to jump out there and do that because we want to look a certain type of way to people. We want to cross off all the boxes to people. That's why I hate seeing people in the street that I haven't seen in a while. Because I will ask, how you doing? And the thing that you want to tell me is all of your successes, all of your kids' successes. And ask you, how was your fucking successes? You are more than your successes. Your successes is a small piece of you. You are the success. I'm asking about you. How are you doing? I'm good. Loving life. You know, I go through my things, but always come out on top. It's a blessing to be breathing on this side of heaven. That's how I'm doing. Family healthy. I'm good. Food in the house, I'm Gucci. Gas in the car, I'm good. Everybody got smiles on their face. Big part is everybody's living better than I lived. How you doing? You gotta tell me, well, man got, he just now graduated with his fifth degree, and she about to get married to a surgeon. Yes, she about to get married to a surgeon. I'm still, you know, working at the same place, but you know they got me as a GS-27 right now, and I get paid $152,000. Yes, I just now got me a new car and everything. Yeah, we still stay up there. Nice house that we bought probably like 2 years ago. Yeah, we doing it. Ain't nobody ask you that bullshit. You ain't doing it, because if you were doing it, you wouldn't be so fucking insecure that you want to tell me all the shit to prove that you're doing it. Relax. I can tell if you're doing it or not. I could tell about a glow in your skin. I can tell you about how beady your eyes are. I could tell it by how hard you're trying. But it ain't about that. Why can't we just communicate with one another? Inspire one another to move forward. To do something greater than any of us have ever seen. To do something that they'll be reading in history books 200 years from now, with your name in it. You started something that has not been thought of. You did that. You know what's wild, though? We want to walk our children across that finish line, but then we're like, okay, we good. As long as y'all alright, we alright. No, nigga, get out of that mentality. Our job is not done. It's not. As long as you good, we good. Okay. You die today, how they gonna bury you?
I've been working for 20 years, so all them gonna get $100,000 when I die.
Type of bullshit. You know how fast $100,000 go? Shit, the car I have on my daggone, I like to keep a picture of something in front of me for me to aim toward. And this truck that I want, oh my God. This truck that I want is ridiculous. I'm trying to tell y'all, man, this thing is nasty. This thing is nasty. But it starts at $259,000. $259,000 is what it starts at. Yeah.
So I just want y'all to be aight. They aight. Y'all aight. I'm aight.
Come on, man. Use your gifts. You got talents. We have talents. We have to use them. And we have to come together and use our gifts together and figure out how we can take over the world with our brilliance. You can be the next Apple. Your shit could be called sunflower seed. Sweeping the nation. Use your gifts. I wrote something on Facebook that I want to tell you about before I sign off. And I wrote this because I was listening to Tom Bilyeu and Vusi Tembekweyo have a conversation today. And they were just trying to get people to get out there and start whatever it is that's on their mind. Go out there and just start it. Stop thinking about having to be funded before you start it. Stop thinking about having to have all of your ducks in a row before you start it. Everybody has to start somewhere. Even these people born with silver spoons in their mouth, they have to start somewhere. They do. Stop comparing yourself to everybody, though. Start. Just start. It could be amazing. You could be the next Tyler Perry. You could be the next Oprah. You could be the next Barack Obama or Michelle. Who knows? You could be the next you that everybody is talking about and studying and hiring to come to their universities to speak to their students and their staff. You could be the next person that Apple is hiring and Google is hiring and Amazon is hiring to come speak to their staff, their leaders, their CEOs and COOs and LMOs. LMAOs. You can be that next person. What's stopping you? People say shit to me, and it makes me move forward and go harder. I posted something on Facebook that said that I was about to really start hitting the gym, and I'm about to go super hard, and I'm about to be sexy as hell. And you know, people was joking about it. Oh, you trying to be buff? Ha 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 ha. Laugh emoji, laugh emoji, laugh emoji. Why the fuck not? And what's so funny about it? I'm 43 years old and cut up like shit. And I want to be bigger. And I want to be better. And I want to be stronger. I want to be faster. Why? Because I want every part of my life to be as close to perfect as possible. Why? Because I am a son of a king. I'm a prince. I ought to look a certain type of way. I ought to live a certain type of way. I ought to walk around with an air of kingship. I ought to inspire other people to live the same way. Why not? Think of the highest heights. You can be that. Think of someone who's the best at their thing right now. They're the best at it. Do you know that they started off insecure and doubting themselves, not believing that they can do that, that thing that we know them for? They was being picked on. People saying they was ugly, too short. Didn't have talent. Now we can name a whole bunch of ugly, short people with talent who are kicked up doing whatever the hell they want to do. Why? Because they jumped out there. They tried. Try. What's going? Only thing that's going to happen is with consistency, you're just going to get better and better and better and better. You got an idea, put it on a t-shirt. It's gonna get better and better and better. You got an idea, put it on paper. Start your book. It's gonna get better and better and better and better. Y'all can do this, man. I'm starting a hashtag that I'm really trying to get moving right now. I don't mind telling y'all this. It's not going to be a whole bunch of listeners, no way. But I like to start hashtags that I think can move toward a possible movement, so to speak. Something that would just push people forward. More so to push myself forward. Because I do more when I have accountability partners. It's hashtag outwork. Yesterday. That's out work yesterday.
Do that, you'll be fine. Outwork yesterday. Outwork your yesterday. Yo, thank y'all for clicking play. I appreciate y'all. Y'all are amazing. Love y'all. Talk to y'all another time. Van, LFR family. LFR stand for likes, follows, and retweets. That's what it was originally called. So if you hear that, don't be alarmed. Love y'all. Talk to y'all. Bye.